Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible is a problem about marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your wee little ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the awesomest place in the whole world, crabdiving.com. Anyway, you're taking us in. We appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours live for you. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's up? How's it going? I'm trying to fucking share this picture on our page before the show started. Maggie Strong is visiting in the studio today.
I'm here.
Host of Pretty Miss Injury on the Crab Diving Network. She drew a pretty dope promo.
Listen
for today's
to you, dope.
Show.
Dope. Listen to you saying dope.
So
you were
dope.
Dissing on dope a couple of weeks ago.
I'm a trendsetter.
Trying to speak your language.
Totes cool.
Yep.
Rad.
Totes cool.
Wait, what else do you say? Dope.
Kids these days.
Chill. I say chill a lot.
Chill. Hashtag kill all men. Chill all men.
Do it. No, don't.
So as you said, Maggie is the host of the Pretty Misandry podcast here on the Crab Diving Network, which brand new sparkling episodes premiere on Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, immediately following the Crab Fest that we have here from 2 to 4 p.m.
Yes.
one of Maggie's is Shubat on the most recent show?
Yes.
Theodore Shubat. Who we've talked about here on Crab Diving before.
Yes.
He's a man. He's an interesting man.
Well, he's a dickhead, right? He thinks, wait. He doesn't think women should vote.
Nope.
Should not vote, should not
are we allowed
hold
to
office, should not.
Can we throw stones at them in Shubat's world?
And if they're righteous and good, then
they'll just be raising a baby.
Right. They should be home.
That's what you do.
Having that vagina working overtime.
Yeah.
In both ways. Did you see?
Like a little Gatling gun.
What's her face? Did we say this yesterday? Go to crabdiving.com
yes.
for yesterday's show. What's her face? That Stepford, the Duggar.
Yes.
Michelle Duggar. Maggie needs to be fanned. That Michelle Duggar idiot was like giving advice, first of all. Right. Right?
Listen, do you think we
don't even need to finish?
Get her in here and we need to record a bunch of little
Oh,
we can just have like a Maggie button.
It's like when I did that anime movie, the voiceovers.
Oh yeah,
for it was a Japanese movie.
Oh my god!
And
was it tentacle porn?
They were dubbing it into English.
Oh yeah,
and I had one of the roles.
That's so great!
And like the last page, all the lines were like UHOHUGH and things like that. And the director was like, "No, she's Japanese. No, more like." Oh, instead of,
oh.
I would go, oh, oh, no, yeah. no, oh.
You would have killed that.
That
would have been right up your alley.
It's your niche.
I would do it any day of the week.
What were we talking about? I don't remember what we're talking
Theodore
about.
Theodore Shubat and his shit.
Oh, yeah, Shubat shit.
Shubat shit.
Yeah, he came out with some other stuff.
He's creepy, too. I mean,
he just has really weird style. Like, he's always wearing those sunglasses, and then he has, like, a Hollister shirt on and, like, a caddy hat. I don't know
what that is. What is a Hollister shirt?
You guys don't know what Hollister is? Yes,
no,
you do.
No, I'm so... What the fuck? I have no fucking
totally.
Idea.
Totally. Totes.
It's the off-branch of Abercrombie & Fitch.
Oh, yes. It's my favorite. Oh, yeah. hey, listen. Right.
Can you look at the two ensembles going on here? Does it look like we're...
This shirt's not from Abercrombie & Fitch.
Abercrombie.
I got your Abercrombie right here.
You don't know all the offshoots of that brand?
Goodness gracious.
No. Actually,
you didn't go to high school in Orange County? Well. No. I did, and everyone wore it, except for me.
I'm glad you went for location and not decade.
You know, every time
on that one, I thought you were going for you didn't go to high school in the 90s.
No, don't take offense to this, Maggie, but every time I meet somebody that was born, raised here in California, I'm like, my God, you must be a space alien.
Oh, I was not raised here.
But you just said you went to high school in Orange County.
That's true.
But where were you raised?
Ohio, bitches.
Okay. Ohio.
Beatrice.
What part?
Canton, Akron region, football hall of fame.
Right.
So perfect for me.
It's a hotbed of feminism. Kate, quit chewing up that. She's eating.
She's destroying a napkin. Kate.
Oh, that's so gross. Hey. She's going to eat that.
Stop. My dog eats the worst stuff.
Oh, really? We don't want to go into
no,
it.
No, we really don't. We do not want to go there.
General Barkenfinkel, what's his name? Edel Barkenfinkel.
General Barkenfinkel.
Senator Barkington?
Yes, Pat knows.
Oh, boy.
General Barkenfinkel is his father.
Yeah, he had no shit about no Hollister shirt.
He doesn't.
His father was in the military.
You're a hipster.
He was.
The senator went into politics.
You're a total hipster.
That is what they tell me. Or they just call me a demon woman. Same thing.
Wiccan.
Well, I'm sure you get a whole lot of stuff on like Instagram and...
Dude, it's been slowing down.
Really?
Yeah, much to my dismay.
Much progress. We're all, what is it called? We're evolving.
Or right. I just blocked everyone. I blocked
maybe
like
that's it.
200 people, so...
I think there'll probably be more.
Yes, I think we can...
I think there's probably, I think there's kind of a plethora, cornucopia of assholes out there.
Oh, man.
And we have a bunch of stories about them, as we usually do here on Crab
Yay!
Diving. I have to reboot my, there it is, my spreadsheet, because my fucking computer died a little while ago. Before we get to that, we can see what we have as far as the headlines. I don't even know what's going on today.
I don't know.
I do know that there's a very big...
woman story? But women?
Kind of.
Uh-oh.
Kind of. Hillary Clinton is going to be in the debate this evening.
Oh. She is a woman.
She's a woman.
We have confirmation.
Well, I haven't been there.
Yeah,
I haven't seen.
Do we? No.
I haven't seen.
Does she post pictures of herself on Facebook?
Yeah.
little shells.
Ryan's going to tease me because I put some pictures on the Facebook. And hey, my nips were not on it. They were bleeped out. And Facebook,
I understand.
Facebook still took it down. And I'm trying to wage a war against them.
Did they bring it back?
Are you suing Mark Zuckerberg?
I would love to. I would just love to go to his house and be like, oh, you're the CEO, bitch.
Well, who's reporting you, though?
Somebody's, that's the thing. I don't know.
Somebody's got to be reporting you.
And it's one of my friends, because it's friends only, and it's limited to, like, I block all my family and, like, my religious friends. So there's a rat in the den, and
uh-oh.
I just don't know who's the hater. I'm just like, fuck you.
Someday, maybe.
Who is it?
The hater will come out.
Tweet us. If you're the one blocking Maggie's nipple.
They were blocked.
At Crab Diving, let us know who you are. Confess.
The images did not contain nudity, and they did not violate community standards. It was just... Facebook does crazy shit.
Yeah.
Hey! Yeah, why would Facebook want to shut that down? Come on.
Right.
We can see what's happening in the headlines, I guess.
Fuck you.
Tweet us during the show, @CrabDiving.
Please.
If you want to communicate with us.
Watch us.
@CRABDIVING.
Yes.
Tell us if your pictures are removed.
Are your nipples blocked?
Yeah.
Have you had your nipples removed from Facebook?
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studio, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, October 13th, 2013.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. I'm sorry, I'm multitasking. I didn't know what the fucking date was.
I never know what the date is. You always have to look at it. You don't need to know. You got a brain in your pocket.
Brand new Hollywood Hick tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
I
received a carrier pigeon.
Oh.
We previewed.
Flopped in the window and from the Hick and said, there's a new show, Mother Truckers.
We previewed part of it today, didn't we? Did we hear part of the new one or was that?
No, that was the last one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Irritated morning Hick.
Oh, God.
Oh, kind of.
Yeah.
He's mad. What's he mad about?
Well, he's got a new job.
He's up. And it's like 6 a.m.
Yeah. And he's trying to record his podcast before the new job. He hasn't figured out the whole schedule thing yet to do the comedy, the podcast, and a real 9-to-5-er.
Listen, the Hollywood Hick's got to maintain that lifestyle. That's all there is
That's
to that.
That's what he says,
yeah, dude.
He's got the Florida room that he's got to maintain.
And don't pay for itself.
9-to-5, those suck. That's not chill times.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, not great.
Not dope.
That's not chill.
The headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal. Huffington Post.
Fuck you.
Is tonight's the night.
What?
Dems spar in Sin City. Suiting up in this corner. She's got a vagina.
Whoa.
She's not afraid to swing around. Hillary Clinton.
Whoa, shit.
In the other corner, he's got lots of hair.
Oh, yes.
And he talks kind of like this.
Yeah.
My name's Bernie Sanders. We're going to help the economy.
God, this is going to be so fucking boring, this debate.
Yeah.
You think?
They're just going to talk about the issues, and this is going to suck.
Nobody's going to call anybody names. Nobody's Donald Trump.
Oh, you're right.
Today, they interviewed the Donald.
Where's the excitement?
On, I don't know, one of the morning idiot shows. And Donald was, they said, what do you think about the upcoming debate? You're going to watch it? He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, it's going to be boring. Because I think people will tune in for a little while and then they're going to tune out. It's going to be boring.
Oh, yeah. Donald.
Without him there.
Oh, well, yeah. Without someone being crazy.
Well, on some degree. God, he's totally right. It is going to be boring in comparison.
Because you're going to be talking about important shit.
There's no batshit, Looney Tunes, dude.
Right.
Crazy views,
They should just stick one in there just for funsies.
Well, let's drag out.
Didn't someone talk about that? I heard that on the news yesterday that someone wanted. There's talk about someone letting
Sean Penn.
No, Donald Trump and on the Democratic debate.
Oh, well, Bernie has been saying that we should all have one big debate. Oh, let's have 20 of them.
Yeah,
with everybody.
Dude,
everybody.
I want to see him like shut down Donald Trump. That'd be dope.
But you know.
Hey.
Oh fuck. Listen, I think Bernie will like that for, a second. And then what'll happen? The way an asshole argues with you, they don't argue fair, and they'll just shut Bernie down just by saying stupid things.
Well, they'll whip out the S word, even
socialist.
Even the alleged liberal channel MSNBC. They've all been talking about this thing that he said on, I think it was Chuck Todd too. I think it was dino.
Chuck
Todd's kind of conservative, but Chuck Todd was interviewing Bernie and he said, well, what about this, socialism, thing and then whipping out the S word. And Bernie's like, I'm a democratic socialist and
look it up.
And he says, are you a capitalist? And Bernie says, no.
Yeah,
I'm a democratic socialist. So now on MSNBC, all they've been talking about this morning, right? You heard it.
Yeah.
Is that when they bring up Bernie's name in previewing this debate tonight, they're like, well, do you think they're going to go after him for that great soundbite where he said he's not a capitalist?
Even Andrea Mitchell said something like that, didn't she?
Right. So they're terrified about this anti-capitalism thing.
Oh my God.
When we should be anti-capitalism right now.
It's evil.
And it's not communism that Bernie espouses.
It's just stupid. Why are we all hung up on labels? I mean, do you like what he's saying? Do you like his message? Does it make fucking sense? What does it matter? It could be called bronyism.
Well, but that's what's been happening, is that people are actually fucking listening to what he has to say, and they're like, oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Why is everyone so fucking in love with capitalism anyway, guys?
Because people can get rich.
Yeah.
They won't.
All the rich, entitled white guys can get richer. And then all their kids can make sure that they stay rich and they keep the brown people down and the women down.
And they can just look at the people in the sewers that are just dying. I
gotta make money so I can support my wife.
And my 13 kids.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there was another report that the poor white South has the most people on welfare and food stamps.
Of course. Are you kidding me?
And they vote Republican every time.
Because, they have that weird thing where they're like, but I'm going to make it, and then they're going to take my money.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, no.
They're going to come, and guns and Jesus, too.
Oh, yeah.
The Negro in the White House is a Kenyan, and he's coming for your guns.
Yeah.
I mean, they are very put upon, man. There's a war on Christianity.
Fucking bullshit.
Coming for my fucking guns. And there is a war on those people. It's by the corporate oligarchs. Nobody wants to pay you shit.
We're getting ready to start Sparkle season.
Sparkles.
Uh-oh.
Which, remember that's what... Oh, yeah. One of the things that... was it Kirk Cameron got mad at? That
Kirk Cameron!
We can't... You know, we're starting the war on Christmas season, so...
I love it. Let's do it.
Last year, he said... people are calling it happy holidays or wonderful season time or sparkle season.
Dude, him.
Taking Christ out of Christmas.
People are always like slapping us in the face with their fucking crucifixes, and I'm just not down. I want to do it back at them and be like, cool, I'm celebrating the solstice because I'm a pagan.
What are you going to slap them with?
There's that story.
I'd slap them with magic.
Right. What is the Wiccan cross?
It's the pentagram, Ryan.
Do you mind talking about your faith on air?
Is that
private?
I don't mind.
Oh, okay.
I'm very open.
Now,
because I know that you guys are going to make fun of me, and I don't care.
No. Now, what do you believe? What's your faith? What is your religion?
I think I am pretty much a Wiccan, guys. Yeah, that's what I am.
Okay.
And that entails, basically, I just believe in, like, the good vibes of the universe and that you should just, hey!
It's nature. It's the first nature sound I could find.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. I'll accept that.
You like Snow White? You believe?
What?
You know what I mean? How Snow White always has birds and squirrels around.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Like St. Francis.
I mean, I don't think they would be friends with me. I would hope, but, you know, they'll probably bite you. But yeah,
what do you pray to? Or do you pray?
I pray to my fucking self. That's what I do, okay? Because the whole thing with Wicca is that, like, you have the power. Everything has the power. I think there is a warrior spirit inside of me.
Okay. Do you have a spirit animal or no? How's that work?
I don't know yet. You're supposed to get stoned and think about it.
Oh, I agree. Sure.
Yeah.
My spirit animal is I think I'm a groundhog.
Hey, that's beautiful.
The lonely Wiccan lives in the forest, scurrying about the trees, talking to the hummingbirds.
I couldn't do that shit though. Fuck living in the woods. No way.
Wait, do you worship Pan, the Greek god? Is that Wiccan or no?
I mean, I think you can do whatever you want. Pretty much. No. You can just call things whatever, but I'm just like, good vibes.
Are you a witch?
Yeah, I think so. I get to decide.
Oh, yeah.
My mom, however, is very unhappy about that.
Well, wait. Is your mom a Wiccan or no?
No, she's super fucking Catholic. She's like Catholic to death. She is so upset right now. I told you she threatened to unfriend me on Facebook.
No, you said she did.
Uh-oh. She didn't. She's not going to do it. Okay. She's just threatening.
Do you think your mom is the one that reported your nipples?
No, because I specifically blocked her. I specifically blocked her from that post because I don't want her calling me all fucking upset. And there wasn't any nipples anyway. I blocked them out.
They were so covered.
They were covered. Facebook.
Right.
What's wrong with lady nipples anyway?
Did the following Zuckerberg one get yanked yet? Or is that still there?
No, they approved. They were like, we're not going to take it down. I'm like, that's pretty cool.
She covered her boobs with Mark Zuckerberg's head.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
And then someone told me their four-year-old child saw it on their computer.
Right.
And they were like, why does she have faces on her milkies?
Her milkies.
And then the lady told her, oh, she's an artist, and artists do weird things. And then the
artists do weird things with their milkies. And then, so do a lot of people.
And then the little kid told his mom, don't be an artist, mommy.
See, when I get those milkies.
He wants those
out.
Milkies all to himself.
Oh, yeah, he's like, don't share it, mommy.
Don't share those milkies. Wicked milkies.
Yeah, the worst kind.
I've got a story here about that has to do with a woman who was working as an Air Force contractor at a dental clinic.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Fort Meade, Maryland. So I guess they had a. Is there a dental clinic at the base?
Maybe.
And she was working as a dental technician, as a contractor.
All right.
She says she was fired.
It's like
because of harassment she was being forced to endure, which included being accused of witchcraft.
Hey.
Bringing demons into the office.
Well, no.
She was told that practicing yoga is satanic.
You're not supposed to bring your religion to work, though.
And it will cost her soul.
Right.
Well, then why do they need to fire her? They can just, like, be content knowing that she's going to hell. Can't they just, like, stop it right there?
A Hindu.
Oh, okay.
She's not... even Wiccan.
Right.
No, that is not witchcraft. I take offense.
But she said she was, she felt immediately uncomfortable when she started working there because the place is overrun with devout Christians.
Gross.
One of them constantly referred to her as the Hindu witch.
Oh my God. That Hindu witch better get the copies. Like,
one of the employees accused her of witchcraft and bringing demons into the office.
Uh-oh.
And she was advised that she's not allowed to know who her accusers are.
Wait. What? So how do they... So someone came to the boss and was like, I've seen some demons, and I think it's from Janice.
Yeah.
And then...
Right. Deborah Schoenfeld is her name.
Deborah.
Nuts. This is totally bonkers.
Oh, she practices Hindu with an interest in Wiccan practices.
Oh, okay.
Then they're right.
She's a little hybrid.
They should have just set her on
fire.
Wait,
are we allowed
right. Burn her anyway.
Are we allowed to do that, though? I mean, can a Wiccan also be a Hindu?
You can do whatever you want, sir. And Wicca is very Wiccan open.
Is
you can do
open,
whatever the fuck you want.
Do they have tenets? I mean, is there a book? What's your Bible?
There's just like a ton of different
things. Harry Potter?
Which Harry Potter book do I read? I prefer the fourth. No, you just make up your own shit, pretty much.
But she was, okay.
This is a religion that's, like, been around since the beginning of time. I'm just telling you guys. It's the best.
This woman was openly disparaged, allegedly, for not having the same religious views as her superiors.
Oh, okay.
Who are evangelical Christians.
Oh my God.
They accused her of being uninterested in taking part in Christian rituals or what she calls the rampant and rapacious workplace-based evangelical Christian proselytizing.
Dude, like, would you want to work there anyway, is my question.
She's the money.
Fuck, dude. That's very illegal,
but also,
right?
I was going to say, that's not the point. This is a government entity.
Yeah, you can't fucking do
this
that.
This is the Navy that she's working for. Right?
I just want, like, the documentation where they're like, we've seen a demon in the break room. We've taken a picture of it.
Did they find
it under the trash can?
Did they find any ectoplasmic residue?
They did. Yeah, goo everywhere.
I definitely need
something else.
Yeah, really.
Some specimens.
You know, I really love Ghostbusters, the part where they're gathering the ectoplasm in the hotel. And Ray finds, oh, you've been slimed. Oh, that's great. It's the best. Remember that?
Yes.
Okay.
I was reading and listening.
Oh, okay.
I could tell your attention was divided.
She was advised by her chain of command to pray against. So they told everyone there to pray against the recent Supreme Court ruling for same-sex marriage.
How do they know if you don't?
Because it, quote, is an abomination to the religion.
Well, but like, how do they know if you're praying or not? What if they're like, are you praying? And you're just like, sure, but you're really not. How about that?
But she shouldn't have to fake it.
Oh, no, I know. It's
right.
Silly. Of course.
That's what they say. Sit there and pretend or go outside if you don't like it. That ain't how things work.
No, fuck no. She should crazy sue the fuck out of them and get $1 million and then tell them that she cursed them with a demon and they'll be shitting their pants. That's what I would fucking do.
I would be waving chicken feathers around,
man.
And scaring the shit out of them.
I'd be like, all your descendants are going to turn into ash and you're going to have the worst life ever. And even if it's not true, they'll get so freaked out.
Crazy.
It could come true.
They'll lose their minds.
I would love that.
And then they'll give all kinds of money to some fraud preacher to perform an exorcism to get rid of the.
And he'll be like, it's going to be $50,000.
Exactly.
To get rid of this demon.
See, we're helping the economy.
Right. Why can't they just leave their weird shit at home? I mean, it's just so fucking strange.
No, it's selfish as fuck. That's crazy.
She said that Christian music was commonly played throughout the entire dental clinic.
Have you heard Christian music?
Yeah, everyone here can fuck off, because if you think you've heard more Christian rock music than me, you're out of your mind. I grew up in Georgia.
Oh my
and
God.
All these, everybody, they went to church, right? And they, they'd all go on Sunday night. That's when everybody would do their quote unquote Christian rock solos. That's so fucking hilarious. Oh, it's the worst music on the planet.
Oh,
it's like,
for sure.
It's like you just replace any Coldplay song with Baby or whatever. Just put Jesus. Like that. What is that South Park episode?
That's the Striper.
Oh, is that about Jizo?
That is the most famous
Christian metal
rock group. It's gotta be.
Whoa.
That was
Striper
huge.
Was Fallen.
Everybody had Striper shirts in my high school. Everybody.
What?
The concert would sell out. It's like, they're like the dead.
Did you go to
the
a tent?
Well, dead. What do you mean?
Tent revival?
No. My church was a little bit more, I guess you could call it civilized in that.
You know? Oh, well, you only dunk. You don't. Or wait, sprinkle, you don't dunk.
We just spatter.
Oh, so you're really going to hell. Only a few drops worth of
the
your
only
body, are gonna, wherever the water hits you, is going to go to heaven.
Methodists are squirters, generally.
Catholics, too.
Oh, yes.
They're dribblers.
Yeah, they just little plop, plop, plop.
Yeah. No dunkers.
Yeah, dude, I sang in my fucking Christian Catholic mass band for like 3 years. Just so my mom would, like, chill. Like, it was all for mom. And I was, like, singing all those fucking... What's the one, like, When I'm in Heaven? Or What's It Like in Heaven? What? Come on, guys.
Would you know my name?
That one?
If I saw you in heaven.
That's a rock song.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's different. It's the one where it's, like, I can't fucking wait to be in heaven.
I used to do that. I can't fucking wait to be in heaven.
With eyes wide open.
Well, wait now. Scott Stapp or Strap? Strap-on. What's his name?
Is that the Creed guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
with
Stapp.
His sex tape.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Right. He's a big Christian, though.
Oh, my God. I wonder if that means, like, that main deal is, like, taking Christian girls' virginity as, like, a Christian rock god. I wonder if that's their main thing. I think
maybe.
So. They're just like, it's for the Lord. So
you know what?
It's okay.
I don't mean to be cynical, but their main thing is making money.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean,
sure.
It's just so much money in it. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, if you search.
It's like a little. We isolate her mic.
But when I searched Christian on YouTube, just that word. The first thing that came up was 7 hours of Christian music.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was just like, all right, you know, I know you want to chill out to your Christian songs, but they are poison for the ears, so you can keep that to yourself.
They have witnesses, this woman says, too, by the way. It's not and her lawyers. They have other people who have corroborated this shit.
Jeez.
So but they just like pointed at her and was just like, witch!
The Military Religious Freedom Foundation is on it. There's that one dude, Mikey Weinstein, who runs that, is the founder of it. And he takes on these cases.
What a boss.
Yeah. I mean, he really, there's a kind of a scary level of forced Christian proselytizing in the fucking military. He helped a guy who literally the commander of the unit was a Bible swinging evangelical. Jesus prayer meetings.
Yeah.
And there were Sunday prayer meetings that the entire squad was highly encouraged to attend.
Oh, I bet. Oh, get the fuck out.
And this one guy who was a Hindu, I think he was, or something like that.
Burn in hell.
You're not allowed.
Was like, I might pass on that.
Yeah, it's stupid.
And they said, the commander was like, great, the bathroom needs a scrubbing.
Oh, yeah.
You got to clean the toilet.
They got to get rid of it. I mean, this is bullshit. Where the fuck is Barack Obama on that?
Also, it's fucking bullshit because this is the fucking military. Half those fucking guys are rapists. Sorry, like.
There's a pretty misandry.
There's so much rape in the military. Oh my God.
Wait, 50. Oh, that's true. There's a lot, but is it 50%?
No, okay. Maybe it's not 50%. Either, I don't know.
Right.
But there's a fuck ton of it. It's probably those same fucking guys that are like, come to the mass or whatever, and then meet me in my barracks or something.
Sure.
Did you guys see that documentary?
Which one?
Oh, fuck. The Invisible War.
No, I know.
Oh my God, it's on Netflix. You get ready to cry. You're gonna fucking cry so much. It's like the worst shit you've ever heard. They have like zillions of women that are just like, rape, dot.
Jeez.
Yeah, and then they don't help them.
You should have watched that on a Friday night.
I did watch it on Friday, night and I just sobbed the entire time. Sometimes you gotta watch the sad documentaries. Like the Happy Valley, the one about Sandusky.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. You know? Come on, guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Come on. Sometimes you just want to be real sad.
This is the Sandusky video on the Netflix queue.
Sandusky.
It's hilarious.
Video.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's good, though. It's just sad.
A hush falls over the crowd.
Why? I'm just saying, the military has a lot of their shit they gotta work out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that tailhook scandal. What was that? Remember the tailhook thing?
What's that?
Kind of.
Well, it was a sexual harassment deal on the.
Oh, right. I'm fucking sure. Sorry. Hey, come on, guys.
There was a movie about it. There was a TV movie called Tailhook.
Was it a sexual harassment
that.
At like a
right.
a military shebang?
Yep.
This dude in the fucking documentary was like, or this woman, one of the victims, said she reported the rape to like her superior, and he was like, "Are you guys like conspiring, because you're the third girl this week to come in and tell me that. And it was just like, nope.
It's just happening that much. Yeah, instead of thinking that happening right away, it's a vagina conspiracy.
And what do you get out of that? Like, if that's your
that's my thing.
Nothing.
No, people are like, oh, you're lying for attention. It's like, oh, that's an awesome form of attention, as people being like, you're lying about getting raped, you know? Like, fuck, dude. I have strong feelings. That's right.
Do you do voiceover work?
I want to. Remember, yeah. I was telling you about that weird one where it's like,
you don't
like
do a
reading.
Cartoon or anything.
I would be so down.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw that thing on Craigslist, remember, where it was like, read an erotic story.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Don't do that.
I didn't know to do that. There's some, I'm looking for part-time work, guys, and there's some weird shit out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, be careful. Like Craigslist, you know.
Backpage, that's a good place.
I was like, isn't that the prostitution thing?
Right.
No, thank you.
No, they have. You can get a job on there on, like, the industry, the entertainment industry.
Sounds like the same thing. Dude, I interned at an entertainment company last year, and I got fucking sexually harassed and had to quit, and fucking, they did an investigation and shit. It was crazy.
Did you sue them?
No, I don't have any money, man. What am I going to do?
Hire a lawyer. Go after him.
But you have to have, like, a retainer and shit, right?
Yeah,
come on, guys.
Or find somebody who's willing to go pro bono.
I don't know. I don't know any lawyers, guys. You? Like, come on.
Oh, yeah, we're all lawyered up here at Crab Diving.
We have the...
Wait, I know a lawyer. Don't say his name, but
I know one, too.
I don't want...
Oh, my God. I want him to represent you in that sexual harassment case so bad.
My God.
He's a shortstop on my softball team. He usually does DUIs.
I don't know if I want to be alone with that person, like, having to meet with them often. Like, I don't know if I can, like, commit to that. I'm sorry. Not to be a bitch.
Maybe someone else.
Maybe
we'll
someone
step
else.
Up. Did you hear Playboy?
Oh, yeah.
The news from Playboy?
Oh, yeah. Bummed. Are you guys bummed about that?
I think it's an odd business decision because...
I mean, I haven't looked at a Playboy in years.
Oh, of course.
You know what they're doing. They've announced that they're no longer...
Doing nudes.
...going to be showing Beav.
Wait, just Beav or boobies too?
What kind of thing? What would you do or be like, listen,
nude
guys,
women,
we
says.
Don't show breasts, only vagina?
That'd be great. That'd be so funny. It was just Beav.
That just says they will still feature women in provocative poses, but no longer will they be fully nude.
I think that's bullshit. Might be the only one. I don't know. I was arguing with that with Adam today, where he was like, no, they're just trying to class it up and be kind of like Esquire and do-do-do. And I'm just like, okay.
They're blaming the internet.
Right. I mean.
But I don't know. I kind of think they're trying to make themselves like. I don't know, the into the Maxim, right?
Well,
I mean, or...
No, Adam was saying that they're trying to, like, go to the past where they had... Remember they had, like, shit by, like, Norman Mailer and shit in Playboy?
Well, but they still have great... Yeah, they still have amazing...
They have articles and
articles
stuff.
Articles and shit. I mean, jokingly, people would be like, I read the articles, but they've had incredible interviews with major people throughout the decades.
Well, didn't that interview Jimmy Carter did with Playboy?
Yeah.
Didn't that sink his presidency or his candidacy?
Did it?
Oh, no.
His campaign, because he said, they took his quote out of context. He said something like, I have lust in my heart.
Oh, I've lusted in my heart. I remember that kind of.
Oh, who cares? Everybody's lusted
in
their
heart.
Well, yeah,
but this was, Reagan was running up. He was running against Reagan.
His. Dick had already fallen off, so he could lust for no one. That's right. I don't know.
So,
yeah, I think that's weird. I don't know.
They kind of blame the internet. Quote, the political and sexual climate of 1953 bears almost no resemblance to today. Well,
agreed.
That's true. We are more free to express ourselves politically, sexually, and culturally today, and that's in large part thanks to Hef's heroic mission to expand those freedoms.
Oh, what a fucking hero.
Heroic. Yeah,
oh,
heroic.
You're so...
He took pictures of titties and put them in a magazine.
Saint
and he's
Hef.
What a hero. It's like he stormed the beaches of Normandy.
I just looked up Jimmy Carter's quote from Playboy years ago. And he says... He's talking about his faith and all this stuff. And he says, Christ said, I'll tell you that anyone who looks on a woman with lust in his heart has already committed adultery.
Oh, that's fucking... Did Jesus say that shit?
I don't know. Yeah, he said
what
it, absolutely.
Right after jerk.
Right after he got done dividing up the fish for like 1,000 people and that one loaf of bread.
Right. And running across the lake for 20 shekels.
Totally getting his fuck on like no business.
Wait. Jesus got his fuck on?
Yeah.
You know, Jesus, Mary Magdalene.
He fucked everyone, I bet. If you're like a fucking...
Or, you know, he ran around with 12 guys.
Oh, see,
exclusively
everyone.
In a time when you were not married.
Right.
Well, that is like after 14, 15 years old, you were married.
Was JC on the DL?
JC was 33 when he got hung up.
Got hung up.
And unmarriaged.
I bet, like I'm saying,
I'm just saying.
Everyone.
I'm just saying.
They were hippies. It was like free love. He's like a fucking
rock
messiah,
on.
You know?
Sure.
You get crucified.
Great
and
weed.
Say, you refer to it as being hung up.
I was.
He wasn't lynched.
Euphemistic.
No.
It's like stuck in traffic. Like, kind of a deal, yeah.
I'm busy.
I think they should still have nudes. I disapprove. Why don't they just expand their internet shit then? Just like catch up, man.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
You know what I think? I think the minute people started looking at naked girls on the internet, Playboy should have sold and got out of that business, sold their fucking shit and left.
Dude.
Because why would you get in that business? Who are they going to compete with? What would their brand be? How would they be any different than like?
I think they should just like be super fucking classy nudes, you know? Because that's kind of hard to come by.
Well, that's kind of what they have been, haven't they? I mean, the main Playboy has still been kind of the top one that titty models want to be in. I mean, right? I mean, if you
why
make,
are you looking at me? No, like I'm just if you.
Like if you don't make the, you know, don't they have like a second tier? They had like
Playboy
something else,
like black jugs,
girls that didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
Oh.
For the main Playboy,
it goes
Playmate
Playboy,
of the month.
Black jugs, and then chicks with dicks.
Right.
Black jugs, like black ladies.
Yeah.
There's Black Jugs magazine.
Oh, man.
Been around for a long time.
It's a classic.
Tell me the history,
well,
gentlemen.
How it started.
A pioneer, a hero, right. A true hero.
Someone said, I'm going to make a magazine and fill it through a full of.
I mean, I think you should have that, you know? You got to have black ladies.
Sure.
Absolutely.
I'm sure Playboy is crazy whitewashed.
You should have whatever.
Oh, absolutely.
You want.
I'm sure it's there's a lot of white privilege in that magazine.
Dude, but okay, here's a weird thing. I went to the Melrose trading thingy, you know, like the flea market, and I bought some old Playboys from an old man, which is a bad idea because the pages were literally stuck together.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Holy DNA shit. From the 60s.
I know. But
you do like Jurassic Park.
Why did you buy
clone a new one of the old man?
Why the fuck did you go to a flea market and buy some old guy's
know.
Playboys? For what?
Like maybe I can like frame these, maybe like they're cool because they're retro and they're like from the 60s. So that was gross, obviously. But actual pictures were nice. It was they had some nice, classy pictures. But it was always like women fucking cleaning and shit, like baking. So that I was kind of like, well, fuck you, you know.
Yeah.
And then all the ads are. I made a lot of vines on this, guys. If you want to look in my Vine account.
Oh yeah,
go to Maggie's Vine account.
Maggie on Vine. What's your Vine?
Maggie J Strong.
Okay.
I haven't been updating lately, but whatever.
Hey, what's your Instagram?
Magdalene Jane.
Yeah.
I know it should be the same, but Twitter Maggie J Strong.
Right.
Anyway, Twitter.
And Pretty Misandry.
Yes. Don't forget about that.
There's a new one today, right?
No.
Thursday.
Oh, today's Tuesday. Sorry.
How dare you? No, I still have another day. I don't know what I'm going to do this week. I think it's LGBT week.
Oh, cool.
Come on, guys. Right?
Right.
I want to explain every single denomination of sexuality. Did you know how many there are?
There's a lot of letters now, too, right? Isn't it like LGBTQI?
Yeah.
Amosexual.
I like that. I like that one you guys came up with. Did you guys come up with that?
What?
Amosexual?
Oh, God, no, right?
That's been around, yeah. Sadly.
For guns, yeah.
Oh, sure. People love guns.
Oh, they love guns.
Oh, my God. Do you have that? I saw this story today. It's in Raw Story. You don't happen to have that fucking thing in Georgia with the gun?
Which one?
Road rage?
Yes.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
From Ryan's wonderful home sovereign state of Georgia. A woman and her son were driving.
Not a good week for Georgia so far.
No, we had a heavy Georgia show yesterday.
No, my friend Kathy, she listens to the show. We're from Douglas County.
Right.
And she posted that story about the guys driving around in their pickup with a fucking Confederate flag terrorizing the birthday party.
Right.
What?
She was like, well, at least somebody got arrested. That's baby steps, right?
What are you talking about? What happened?
It was a respect the flag group of protesters, a bunch of white supremacist assholes driving around in pickup trucks with Confederate flags flying in the back.
Mm.
And for some reason, they found themselves in a primarily black area
driving
around and doing that. They found a neighborhood party, a kid's birthday party, and they pulled up there and started some shit.
Are you fucking serious?
So they, 15 of them were indicted for...
Excellent.
Like... terroristic threats.
Yeah, it's serious. Yeah.
They should be put to death. Right. That's what I think.
Well, we don't advocate the death penalty here. We're anti-death penalty here. Crab diving.
It doesn't have to be official. They could just, I don't know,
just
what
disappear
will happen to them.
Right. Yeah. Black van them.
Yes.
With the black vans with pink trim.
Oh, my God.
The pretty misandry van.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oops. Where'd you go? But only white supremacists.
So that's what happened
in Georgia,
his home county,
in Douglas
Georgia.
County. Beautiful.
How angry and crazy would you be if that happened to your kid?
Oh my God!
Out of my fucking mind.
I mean,
it ruins that kid's birthday. That's gonna be. It's not gonna be his 10th birthday.
You know, and they talk about how violent black people are and angry. And there was that somebody tweeted out, and the other comics have made jokes about the kind of the same deal that if the black people in this country were 1/1,000 as angry and violent as they are portrayed to be, they would have burnt this bitch down in the 1700s.
Yeah. And it would be understandable. I'd be like,
right?
Yes.
So
it.
It's ridiculous. And this again, the assholes in the trucks, how these families didn't exercise their Second Amendment rights.
I know.
Motherfuckers. I don't. I they're better people than me.
I would want to throw a grenade at them.
Fucking with your kids.
Yeah.
And shit.
Wow. That's, how Wiccan of you.
That ain't cool.
No, it is true. The one rule of Wicca is do no harm. Unfortunately.
Well, listen to the disappointment in her voice.
I'm still struggling
with that part of it.
A grenade at them.
I am struggling. I'm like, well, what if it's not really harm because they're bad? So it's actually good.
So it's a greater good. So in Georgia, this woman and her son were driving when some asshole pulled up close behind her, tailgating. The guy was in a Ford Mustang.
Got it.
Is it Stangley?
No, it's not in the Hick.
The Hollywood Hick.
He's a Ford Mustang named
Stangley.
Way too laid back for this. Although he does suffer from road rage at times.
Have you heard his
car stories? Laid
oh
back.
Goodness. I could see it. He's a built guy.
He said he's followed people to give him a stare.
That's not good.
To give him a look, just to let them know.
Don't fuck around, guys.
She's driving a Corvette. These guys are driving some nice cars here. She's got a nice yellow vet.
Yeah. God,
this,
of course.
This guy in a Mustang. So she motioned for him to move around.
Yes.
As he pulled alongside, he opened fire.
What are you talking about?
She was shot in the upper back. She lost control of the car. They were on Stone Mountain Freeway in DeKalb County, Georgia.
DeKalb. Oh, DeKalb, boy.
Wait, so she was...
Fucking Yankee.
Was she a black lady? Is that part of the thing? Or
Wait, you just assume because it's Georgia race was involved?
Yes, I do.
How dare you?
They have no witnesses thus far.
So they don't
far.
Know who fucking did it?
Police are hoping other drivers...
I'm so mad.
It's a black Mustang. Now listen to this. Again, they're blaming the fucking victims. Police warned right. motorists not to engage in arguments with aggressive drivers.
She told him.
She was like, go ahead, man.
Even if she was like, go ahead, fuck you, go ahead.
It's that you don't get to shoot anybody.
You don't shoot God. People. More guns. Woohoo!
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Major Stephen Four of the DeKalb.
I know it's weird because usually in the South you would stress the first syllable like July or insurance. But this is DeKalb.
DeKalb County Police. You just don't know what's in that other person's mind.
Hey, Wiccan. Listen, they are not going to tolerate your religion one iota.
No, I think I don't know. They might kill me.
I just listened to that goddamn Pretty Misandry. What in the fuck?
Well, they'd see the pink hair.
No, they would like...
And lose their minds.
Put me in a fucking ditch.
Got some
sure.
nice, got some awfully pink hair there.
I don't think I would live.
Do you mind? I think I smell marijuana.
Right.
Marijuana. That fucking cannabis.
Stoner.
Nothing wrong with that, guys.
So
this is a horrendous story. I mean, God, I guess you should just drive around Georgia terrified that at any moment.
Yeah, just assume.
I guess she's in hospital.
Hospital?
She's in hospital recovering.
Oh, this doesn't happen in England. You know why? Because they don't have any fucking guns.
Right, and they're driving on the other side, so they have to shoot left-handed. It's, right. it's harder to shoot.
Dude, wasn't it last week there were like two school shootings in one day? Yeah. That's fucking crazy.
That was like four in a week because they don't count. You're talking mass
yes, I heard
school
you
shootings.
Say that.
They're if a kid takes a gun and shoots one other person, that doesn't count.
Right.
Mm. Also, is it if someone doesn't die, it's like doesn't right, count or right. something? That's fucking bullshit.
There could be 20 people in wheelchairs for the rest of their lives and right. it doesn't count.
Right. Rolling around the campus.
Right.
I don't know.
Two wheelchair football teams.
Oh my God.
Tell you what.
That would be 22.
I don't mean to. People. Shit. I tell you what. I think if I. I think my softball team, you're talking about wheelchair football teams. I think my softball team right now, we could get beat by a wheelchair softball team. A team on wheelchairs.
You're not feeling
no shame. They have strong
about
arms.
Right. We had a pregnant woman double against us. Hit a double. A double, man.
No, she's got some hormone shit going on,
oh,
man.
Oh, you're right.
But she was like pregnant.
Shouldn't you like not play softball when you're pregnant?
Don't
How
fuck
pregnant?
With a pregnant woman.
Like, I don't know. I tell
does
you.
Does
she
what, have a bump?
You can tell she was pregnant. I mean,
what if a ball fucking
I think
hit.
She had two doubles, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah, also she can't run.
We got beat 25 to fucking 5.
Well, you can
we
still
suck.
Run up until, like,
but aren't you kind of waddling? Like,
well, yeah. I didn't say it's fun.
That is pretty embarrassing, right?
All
right.
On second thought, that's pretty fucking.
Yeah, that's,
Anyway, enough about
who knows,
me.
She might have been a world-class softball player.
Right, I'm
in
just
college
saying she's pregnant.
Who's just got
she
something in the oven.
And this is sexist of me. I'm on a co-ed softball team, and I gotta tell you, the rules are it has to go guy girl in the lineup. Mm. And so this is what happens on the field. What do you think about this? Every time there's a guy at bat, the infield backs up. They just do. And every time a girl comes to bat, the infield moves in.
Yeah.
Sexist, right?
Yeah, I mean, dudes do have stronger upper
but
bodies.
But then that pregnant woman smoked a double twice. We should have been playing fucking back. Well, the sexism came and bit me in the fucking ass.
Yeah. I mean, that's a dope lady. I, like, want to know more about her now. Like, shit. Or did you guys, it was just so bad that...
Fuck off.
Dude, I was a terrible softball player from like the age of like 7 to like 13 because my dad coached and I always had to do it. So.
Right.
I played so much softball.
What position?
I played like second base, but then they booted me to the outfield because I sucked so much.
Could you throw though from the outfield? Or did they put
probably
you?
Not.
Did they put you out in?
Your dad demoted you to the outfield.
No, it was after he left. He was always on my side. He was like, "You could be really good. You could be really good if you just, just give it your all. Just come on." And I was just like, "No, Dad, I'm like an artist. Like, I'm not good at this."
Well, there you go.
Yeah, dude. My sister pitched a no hitter though
in softball.
Yeah.
How the fuck did she do that?
She was amazing. At McKinley High School in Ohio.
Fast pitch?
The only no-hitter.
Wow.
I know.
What, is she playing college?
What age is she? How old is she?
She's, I don't know how old she is.
Does she live around here?
35.
Does she live
around? No, you don't get to have her on your team.
Oh my God, I'll take her.
Look at you recruiting.
Oh my God, we suck so bad.
No, we are not on speaking terms right now.
Well, it doesn't matter for the team.
I will not have her know people that I know.
Are you friends on Facebook?
No, I blocked her.
You friended your sister on Facebook?
Oh, yeah. She pushed it, and I was like, you're gone.
It's amazing what happens.
Yeah, well, amazing how dumb people are. How
did
about
you,
that?
Did you, when you, is the feminism a recent?
For me?
Yeah.
No, I think I was, I mean, I guess I'm... been pretty
more activist about it
lately, but
have you lost friends due to it?
Yeah, I think so. I think I lost friends due to like the sexy pictures, like friends I've had since like high school.
Who cares?
Girls are weird. I mean, guys are weird about that shit too, but girls are like especially weird where they're just like, you love your body, I hate mine, so fuck you, slut. And I'm just like, I'd look at your body too, man. Like, come on. Yeah.
Free the nipple.
Yes, right.
Hashtag free the nipple.
For real. I saw a shirtless guy on the fucking metro station.
Was he nursing?
He was not nursing. He was just sweating.
Did he have his milkies out?
Well, and some of the older guys that have their milkies out are bigger than...
Right.
Yeah, they got their
Or
boobies.
Some of the big boys have bigger milkies than some of the ladies.
They have amazing pert milkies.
Not perky. Usually they're not perky.
Right.
Also, there's like a male disorder where you kind of have boobs.
Gynecomastia.
Right. So I've heard.
By the way, this is a Twitter. Someone just tweeted in and to add that they hate Stone Mountain and what it fucking stands for.
What's Stone Mountain?
Well, Stone Mountain. This shooting happened on Stone Mountain Freeway.
Ooh. Oh.
Right. Which is near Stone Mountain, Georgia. That's the big rock.
Yeah, right.
It has the faces of all the genocidal maniacs cutting to the
Stonewall
side
Jackson
of it.
Oh, yeah. And it's a giant rock. It's like
Rushmore.
Rushmore
for racists. Oh yes. My God!
And you know, people go to Stone Mountain every Friday night. Every Friday of the summer, they have a laser show that's projected onto the side of the Stone Mountain. And at the end of the laser show, they play the song Georgia. And during the song, they project the image of the Confederate flag with all the Confederate generals marching in.
Glory.
Oh, yeah, they play that one.
Of the coming of the Lord.
And then the fucked up thing is after that, they put Ray Charles. They project Ray Charles' fucking image on the side of the mountain after they put the fucking Confederate flag up there. Like if that man could see. God damn it.
Oh, my God.
Like, listen,
You're
I don't know.
You're not racist.
I don't know what Georgia on my mind meant, but I don't necessarily Ray Charles was thinking of the Confederate South. I mean, did he write that fucking song? And neither did Willie when he sang it, for that fucking matter.
Singing through the hoods.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
like, amazing.
If those guys had got their way, like, Ray Charles probably would not have made the beautiful music that he did. Like, that's so...
Oh, my God. Just think about all this shit, you know, man. No fucking Lethal Weapon movies. No Danny Glover.
That's
no
sucks.
Prince.
Oh God, fuck that. No Prince.
Best concert I ever saw in my life.
Yeah. I bet.
Purple Rain tour.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm jealous.
Yeah,
that's fucking cool.
It was amazing.
No Milli Vanilli.
I was three.
Right.
Hey.
You were three at the concert.
I was. I still am scarred by the point where he shot water out of the end of that guitar.
Squirter. Yeah.
He had that white guitar, and at the, you know, he had that one that's shaped like a musical, like a clef or whatever the fuck it was from the famous guitar from Purple Rain. And he was up, it was the finale, played Purple Rain, up on the speaker, the whole stadium going crazy. And then he turns on the audience, and a water starts shooting out of the end of the, like.
What was the story of Purple Rain? I forgot it. Was it?
There's no story.
Kind of
I'm not your lover.
His not dad your beats friend. On him and shit. That's kind of all I remember.
Apollonia.
Oh, that's right. Jeez. How do you know all about this?
She studies history.
I watched I Love the 80s a lot in high school, so that's how I know all your guys' stuff.
She watched it ironically.
I watched History Channel all the time.
Everything
to listen
you grew
to your
up
guys
with.
Music, yeah.
I watched it ironically and made jokes about it. Right. Fuck off.
And judged it from antiquity.
How the fuck did they watch this?
That's how I saw.
What did you grow up with? Full House? Horrible.
Yeah, Full House sucks, dude. And Bob Saget is fucking gross. Can we talk about
that? You don't like Bob
that?
Saget?
Now?
Why?
Because he's on Entourage and shit, and he's like, I fuck so many bitches. And it's just gross. I'm like, you're like my dad.
Why
like,
is it gross? Why can't Bob Saget get laid? I mean, you know, he's a human.
That's fine, but he's very salacious, and he's Entourage about it.
Right.
I saw the movie this week, guys.
Was
kind
it
grotesque? Oh, you saw the Entourage movie?
Yeah, I watched it.
On purpose?
Yeah, it was Adam's idea, and he didn't let me turn it off. So.
God damn it, Adam.
He did the Clockwork Orange with the toothpicks in the eyes.
Yeah.
I was like,
you must watch. Is it horrible?
What's up, Adam?
Horrible.
Oh, it was so bad. Like, I can't, you know.
Did General Barkington have to watch it as well? Senator
he
Barkingsworth.
Left the room.
What's the plot?
The plot is the same as every fucking episode. I watched that show weirdly with my dad, like for 3 years, like three series. Yeah, so I don't know. But
what?
Vince is having trouble getting a job or something.
It's so strange.
Did he get the movie? He got the movie.
Gross.
Oh, they're making the movie. And Emily Ratajkowski is in it. And she's very beautiful.
I just thought they should have gotten a really good actor to play. The really good actor.
Dude, I know. No,
in the show.
That's the main thing. Cause I'm just like, Vince, no. Like, right. You know.
Not great.
No, yeah, he's not good at acting in general. And then he's like acting as an actor. And
you know,
remember that whole Medellin storyline where he was playing Pedro Pablo Escobar.
God, I was about to say Pablo Sandoval from the Red Sox.
And Pedro Almodovar. No, but he. And he was awful.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's just awful playing himself. Like.
But I always thought that was sort of the joke about Entourage. Like, he sucked.
No. He
really?
Was supposed to be...
The best.
He was the... You know, that whole... when he was wearing the suit for Aquaman. That was beneath him. He's too good for that. He should be doing indie movies like Cassavetes and shit. That's why the whole Medellin thing was... I watched that fucking show. That's why.
We wrote a spec about
that.
Entourage.
Was our first spec script.
Oh my God! Tell me, what did you guys write?
Oh, you don't want to read that.
No, I really want to.
No, you don't want to read that.
I just remembered one line from it. You don't.
Please
want to
tell me. I know it's gonna be bad. It's okay.
Something like, throw me a raft.
I'm drowning
in vagina. Yeah. Something.
Was that Johnny Drama? Did he say that?
No. That was the agent Ari.
Ari.
Well, you know, I was. Why are we talking about this shit?
Toss me a raft, boys. We're drowning in vagina or something like that.
That's
like
a good line for that show.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, yeah. Well, I would have hired you.
Excellent spec script.
Yeah.
It's where we got the name crab diving from.
Oh, man. Is it because there were crabs and ladies?
Vince is going to do Vince is gonna do Aquaman 2 or 7 or whatever. And they have a $150,000 prototype fancy suit that he's wearing. That he goes to try on, and it's at the Entourage mansion for the weekend.
Yeah.
And it goes back, and the costumer calls them, and the suit has crabs.
Right.
Oh, in it?
Yeah.
Ew!
And then his manager blows him, right?
Oh, I was like, whoa. Not quite. Like,
that's the main story. And then E was going off to...
He's catching
He was going to quit. He was managing him at the time. And there was some Olympic diver, some 17-year-old chick who met with him and was going to go off and be... He was going to represent her as the first person... Not Vince that he was going to represent. This is early on.
Yeah, and we called the episode Crab Dive.
So Vince got jelly.
Yeah.
Oh, so then he had sex with a girl? No, right? What?
I don't think we had any banging in the... I think we had
awesome, because the movie made me like hate sexual intercourse.
I don't think
there were sex scenes are poor Adam. So gross.
But the it backfired on him.
Well, I don't think
he forced you to watch it.
I was just like, sex is awful. Never mind. Because all those chicks are like so tan and weird looking, and that show gave me horrible body image issues like forever for sure. So feel bad about yourselves, guys.
Right.
But that's it. Yeah. So it was. Crabs and diving. So we called the script
Crab Diving. We named our Commie Pinko Liberal Hippie Internet Radio Network after a spec script for Entourage.
Right, because we couldn't think of anything else. So.
It doesn't make any sense.
Because all your fans are mostly Entourage fans as well, I would assume. No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe some.
I doubt it.
No.
The libertarian-y ones.
Oh my
the
God.
The atheist libertarians.
You just brought up the fucking L word. I took a lift to go see a fucking show at El Cid last night.
Yes.
And
fucking show.
And in the car, in the lift, my lift driver, I forgot how we got on. He's like, what do you do during the day? And I said, well, I do an internet radio show. And he goes, oh yeah. I said, yeah, it's we're like left wing Rush Limbaugh. And he says, Oh yeah. Hmm. He's like, I'm kind of a libertarian. And I said, oh, okay. Oh, he goes, you know, well, think about it. You know, Obama, he's done some pretty shady things. And I said, well, I will agree with you. I said, I don't like the TPP or this droning shit. And he's like, yeah. And then it's really embarrassing how Putin has basically gotten rid of ISIS already.
There we go.
When Obama's been trying to do it for years. Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay.
It's not true.
And then he said Putin's done a lot of great things.
Oh, no! There it is.
And I was like, well, I mean, he's pretty horrendous on human rights. He's like, yeah, this guy had such a Putin boner. It was disgusting.
Oh, my God.
He's done some pretty horrible things for, you know.
It's that hyper-masculinity.
He's arresting homosexuals. Yeah.
That's the image that Putin has. I'm going to take my shirt off and wrestle bears.
That's
and make
crazy.
Us great again. That's we make us great again.
He should get eaten alive by bugs. That's what should happen to Vladimir Putin.
He's an unpleasant human.
Right? If you worship that person, you should also suffer in that manner.
And how, you know, that's probably the same asshole. That dickwad that drove you in your Lyft or your Uber.
You should have.
Right.
Is probably the same one that burned a Dixie Chicks
CD
in 2003 when. Those traitorous vagina possessors had the nerve to say something bad against George Bush.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Flashed his tires. He should have just...
This guy was total white trash, though, you know. I mean, listen, I don't mean to say anything disparaging about tank tops, but... you're going to work in a tank top?
He's throwing a tank top when he's driving?
I guess I don't give a shit.
A wife beater or like what kind of tank top?
I think it was a regular old tank top.
Mm.
Hairy shoulders?
I need specifics, but...
Yeah. Hairy back, hairy shoulders?
Oh, absolutely. The whole nine yards.
Was he like belt or like...
Oh, he was beautiful. Just No, he's a big fat idiot that loves Putin.
Mm.
Gross.
He should have to go to Russia as punishment and live there.
Oh, yeah. I have to make
you have a day job?
Yeah, I have to go make a call for my day job. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's all right, Ryan.
Ryan's going to be working for a moment. We
I have this horrendous project going on today.
Well, we can play this clip. This is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. Don't forget facebook.com/prettymisandry also.
Oh, yeah. I want some more mean comments. I haven't gotten any.
Oh, on Facebook? Were you getting some shit on Facebook, too?
No, I was, and now where'd they go?
You got to hashtag it.
I know. I have to hashtag
like troll MRA.
Like,
yeah.
Gun sense and stuff.
The gun sense, especially. If you want some gun hate.
I don't even know if I can deal with that, though, just because, like, Those people are crazy.
Oh, yeah. That's by far, of all the controversial shit we talk about, even all the raging atheist stuff, which we don't get that bad about, but it's more of keep it out of politics. Still the worst reactions.
What about abortion?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I would think.
I put up pro-choice stuff. Yeah. And occasionally we'll get the, you know, you're a baby killer or it's great, you want to kill babies, but not the venom and instant screeching that we get, especially on Twitter.
Oh my God.
Twitter, if you hashtag gun sense, there's so many trolls.
Dude. And like, even when I was just the shooting last week, I was just like looking through Facebook at not even your guys' stuff, but just like threads about the shooting. And there was always someone or two people that were like, well, if you just make everything illegal, then there'll be no more crime or like whatever they say. Just like their horrible arguments.
Let's make cars illegal because cars kill people.
Oh, I loved when that guy on your guys' thread used a screen cap from American Dad.
And I was
just like, oh, thanks. Like,
that's going to convince me.
Oh, right. Like, facts. Thank you.
And most of them are, you know, most of the guys, they just go right to the... we had one guy who was trying to be, thought he was an intellectual. And he's like, so tell me, I find your points interesting. Why do you hate the Second Amendment so much?
Dude, like...
And I said, I don't. I said, I like that well-regulated part.
Yeah, dude.
That doesn't mean, you know, right away, it's like the Bible. They cherry pick it.
Yeah, dude.
We can find all the writings they want, plus about what the founders decided. But they also had muskets.
Dude, seriously, they're like, we're literally in danger of being invaded from like other countries. Like now, you know, we don't really have that shit.
Right. And muskets.
They didn't have AKs.
You're not going to, right. Somebody couldn't wander into the market with a musket and take out 80 people. It would have been difficult. Somebody might have taken them down in the minute it took to reload in between each shot.
People, it's just like this weird American thing. And I think
very strange.
Comes from maybe like that whole Wild West shit. Like people fucking loved that.
Yeah.
No rules. We're all men. Fucking Deadwood, you know?
Oh, great.
I know. I don't want to live back then.
Deadwood and say, God damn, I want to live
there. So awesome. No regulations. Like, yeah, everyone was sick and dying and killing each other.
You dropped dead from a toothache.
For sure. Like,
I'll pass.
No.
And there's no proof anywhere that more guns equals more safe.
They should all just have to live in their own, like, state.
Go kill each other.
Yeah. You guys can have, like, little wars, and you can all stay in Texas. And then, you know, the rest of us will be gun-free, and we won't go there.
Right. There's a lot of Texas. A lot of them go down to Texas, do what they want.
Yeah, dude.
What else have I got? I'm going to save this for when Ryan gets back. This is a school board meeting.
Oh fuck!
That you're not going to believe. We'll tease that a little bit, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here on Crab Diving, it's an exciting day if you're a politics dork like me, because tonight is the Democratic.
Oh yeah!
Debate.
They're showing it at a place downtown, and I'm sure lots of places. Yeah, one of those big old theaters.
It's in Vegas.
Sin City.
Interestingly enough, and five candidates.
I know why they put it in Vegas, because politicians and prostitution is legal.
Right.
Yeah.
And
Bernie wants to. Like,
yeah, and Bill Clinton.
Oh yeah.
Hanging out in Vegas.
Getting that dick wet.
Hey, I used to be president. So
he's handsome.
Bill Clinton.
He has so much charisma.
You like Bill Clinton.
If you really look at him, you can see it.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry I'm interrupting, but I'm in the middle of this Rush project.
Oh, I wanted to know.
And this freelancer is doing this thing, and she's never worked with the company I worked for before, and she just told me she's not doing any more until she gets half of the money up front. Oh, my God.
You're being held hostage.
She never told me that. I just had this conversation, and I was like, well, we're a reputable company. We've never not paid anybody. Check around or something. So now I got to figure out how to give the, and I got to have this done like in,
can you PayPal her?
3 hours. Yeah, but I got to, fucking get, I can't just do that, you know? I mean, I gotta get, what a pain in the fucking ass.
Wow.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm stepping into the freelance world myself, so I'll keep that in mind.
Don't change terms mid-transaction.
Midstream.
Oh, yeah. When the people give me the $20, I say, whenever you want. Whenever you want to send me that $20.
Please.
Please.
You know, there's a... The position of speaker is open also. Tonight. So tonight's the debates.
So that fucking Chaffetz, whatever. How do you say his name? That guy?
Oh, he's a... Jason Chaffetz? From
the guy,
the Planned Parenthood.
Yes, doesn't commission? He want to be the next speaker?
He wants
guy?
To be the next speaker. He's thrown his kind of yeah. He threw his hat into the ring before Kevin McCarthy bailed, but then when Kevin McCarthy bailed, now it's all crazy. Now
I just don't want that guy to get it because he should not
heinous.
He should not be allowed to do anything. Heinous.
Planned Parenthood killed my parents. Did you hear that one?
Yeah, that's what you're saying, and just like the way he was talking to who's the Cecile
Richards.
Yeah, the way he was talking to her was, I mean, like, I don't really listen to this shit a lot, but it was insane. He was just
yeah,
like,
horrible.
What, you deny? What, you deny it? Do you deny this graph? And she was like, that graph is fucking bullshit.
Right, that was awesome. It turned out she's like, oh, one of my lawyers has informed me that that's from some extreme anti-choice group. And she said, so you better check your sources.
Yeah. And then he was like, right? He was like, oh, no, we'll do that. On to the next thing. Like,
so sad what it's come to. They let just the lunatics take over.
I know. It's fucking crazy sauce. And it's so embarrassing.
Big fans of women they are.
Oh, yes. They're just like, let's regulate the fuck out of your right. shit. That is age old. Pat, age old. Seriously. And it's my fucking people, the witches. No, people. It connects. It connects.
How does it connect?
Because the fucking witch hunts and shit was always about taking power away from independent women who
right.
are strong in their communities. You know, they're supplying basically like the fucking healthcare, like giving you herbs so you can have an abortion or whatever.
Right.
And then the male... fucking like medical motherfuckers would always come in and like restrict abortion and just try to like, you know, hate on all their shit. And
right.
Be like, don't take no herbs. So fuck that.
What happened to the matriarchal societies?
I know.
They just didn't make it, huh? They were.
Cause they got burned. Cause they were literally murdered.
Literally murdered.
Literally murdered. By fucking dudes. Did you know that Amazonian tribes and shit, like isolated Amazonian tribes, give themselves fucking abortions? Like they regulate it so they only have a child every 3 years.
Well, right.
Because they know that's the only thing, because otherwise the child
sustained,
would
right,
die.
Right.
So all these people who are like, nah, technology and murder. It's like, this is an age old practice where you fucking control your shit. Otherwise, you'll starve to death. So shut the fuck up. Right. Those are my thoughts.
Those are her thoughts. At Pretty Misandry.
Yep.
Thursdays, 4 p.m. Mm. Also streams at different times. But after a couple days, it's out on iTunes. It's out on Stitcher.
Yeah, dude.
And it's out at crabdiving.com. If you listen to it on iTunes or Stitcher, hey, leave a review.
Yeah.
Leave 5 stars or 5 thumbs up or whatever criteria you leave on whatever.
I gave you guys 5 stars.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Quite kind. we've got Bernie Sanders is going to be there tonight with Hillary Clinton. Bernie Sanders climbing in the polls right now. The latest poll showed Hillary... kind of holding at around 26-27%, and Bernie a little less than that, depending
He's
on where.
Dope, right? Isn't he the dopest?
So far.
That's what people say. I don't really know.
He's a democratic socialist, which they're trying to turn into
a demon.
A
communist.
Dirty word, right? It's like saying pedophile. but the, you know, some of the pundits are wondering whether they're going to whip it out tonight. because they're finding out that to use against him as a pejorative against him, but everybody loves him. That's the problem. He's filling stadiums.
That's awesome.
With his message.
We need fucking socialism, assholes.
And I think the rest of them on the stage might not use it because they know that that might hurt them. They got to appeal to us crazies, to the crazy left.
Yeah, dude.
You know, in the primary.
Yeah, because he's not taking fucking corporate money or whatever, right?
Right, not at all.
Yeah, so
maybe Jim Webb might take a swipe at him. Jim Webb is the one guy that's going to be up there tonight who is kind of I'd call him a dino, a Democrat in name only. He's he's kind of pro-war. I think he's pro-choice. Mm. He would be like a moderate Republican from 20 years ago.
Oh, my God.
They existed. There were pro-choice Republicans.
Oh my God.
At one point in existence.
Shut your mouth.
And there
That's
were
crazy.
And pro-life Democrats. There are still pro-life Democrats. But try to find a pro-choice Republican in existence. In leadership. There's, you know, a lot of libertarians are pro-choice.
Well, fuck those guys.
Or they pull
anyway.
The states' rights bullshit.
What?
Which still doesn't mean pro-choice.
That's awful. In Texas, you like can't get an abortion.
Well, exactly, right.
You have to like cross state lines and shit. They just fuck with your shit.
Hundreds of miles. That last one put one of the clinics, like it's like a 300-mile drive, and then they institute these 2-day waiting periods. So you go, and you have your first 200 miles, you drive 200 miles home, then 2 days later, you have to drive 200 miles. To go get the procedure.
And these women, guess what? You know, maybe they don't have all the money in the world or all the fucking free time.
For something that is a constitutionally guaranteed right.
Yeah.
And that's what was so heinous about that Planned Parenthood thing was they were treating Cecile Richards like she was the Taliban, right?
That was
insane. Some of those guys, they were grilling her. She couldn't get a word in edgewise. Well, what do you think about this? She said, well, actually, I think that we are. Well, we don't have time for a filibuster.
I know, right? I have just to show you this one last chart that's totally made of shit. It's actually
so
just
sad.
A drawing
pathetic,
of a dead
yeah.
baby.
Well, now even, did you see that? I think Planned Parenthood has announced that they're going to stop using reimbursement for fetal tissue. So they're just going to eat the costs now.
Oh my God.
You know,
who
before,
fucking cares?
Because they don't want even the tiniest little hint, apparently, of what these assholes are claiming about how, you know, they're selling baby parts.
Who fucking cares? They're not like harvesting shit from live babies.
Right.
Come on.
The videos are bullshit.
What happens? Yeah, when adults fucking die, they like take your eyeballs and shit.
Right. And describe any medical procedure.
At all.
Right.
Fucking like heart surgery.
So,
it
yeah,
sounds
it was
gross.
The tapes that they had of the people describing, you know, when they're out having lunch at Denny's and they're discussing harvesting brain tissue and stuff. Yeah, it's gross. It's gross.
It's their job, you know? Like, just don't have that job right. then if it freaks you out, asshole.
And if they were coroners and were having lunch and discussing something that they were doing, it would sound equally as heinous and gross, right?
Yeah, dude. My friend's getting into criminalistics and shit.
Oh, no, really?
Some gnarly fucking
stuff. Gross.
And some of the people are, like, too into it, she says.
Oh. Maybe they should weed them out.
I know. Or is that like the perfect thing for them?
True, like Dexter.
Yeah, dude, when there's this guy that they put in, or he got caught in a fucking wood chipper.
Oh.
And then they have to find every part that's larger than a quarter.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a harsh field. But it's not illegal. You know, like.
Right. So, Cecile Richards posted a letter today saying that the group and its affiliates are no longer accepting money to pay for the costs associated with procuring fetal tissue from abortions. Which, by the way, did you know that I think she said less than 1% of the clinics nationwide had even participated in this program?
It's just like all the lies that they do. They're like, oh, there's so many abortions. Oh, and they're like,
you walk in and they're offering you a wad of cash for your baby's head. Right? That's the what the Republicans are making it sound like.
That would be cool.
Come on in. How far along on you? We can get $700 for that kneecap.
That would be, I don't think that's the idea at all. As long as it's not too far along.
Right.
Give some incentive for abortions, dude. We have too many fucking
people.
Well,
you got a point.
Population control.
Listen, four in congressional committees. Four already.
Fucking witch hunt.
Have investigated Planned Parenthood and they came up with
nothing.
And that's not the background for Maggie's Wiccan religion this time. That's nothing happening.
Yeah. And you want to talk about fucking taxpayer money? Like, dude.
Bullshit. Like the Benghazi.
Dude. You're going to blame it on, like, some, you know, a single mom with, like, four kids who uses food stamps? Really?
I'm looking forward to the debate. I'd be really surprised if Benghazi got brought up, but it'll get brought up maybe by one of the questioners for the debate.
Other questioners, like, who is it?
CNN people, oh. I think. And in fact, the headline over at the Drudge was they're sniffing conspiracy because they're calling it Debategate because Anderson Cooper, something about Anderson Cooper being a member of some global initiative or something. Tonight's Democratic debate moderator was a member of Clinton's global initiative. So,
whatever.
According
we trust
to
Anderson Coop, right?
Well, right. This is from the Weekly Standard, which is a right wing conservative paper.
That's
and they're quoting The Blaze.
The Blaze! The Blaze!
Which, of course, is our good friend
Glenn. Our good friend Glenn.
I'm sorry to those who are being beheaded.
Glenn Beck from The Blaze. So, you know, they're making it sound like it's important. Like, you know, oh, they're going to go softball, obviously, on Hillary Clinton.
Oh, come on.
If Andy
dude.
Cooper is going to be one of the one asking questions. So we'll see.
I wonder if there'll be another super handsome person that distracts everyone. Did you guys see that last night?
Oh, I kind of remember that. That's right. At the debate.
Everyone was like, who is that? Which just shows like how boring it is that people are like, who's that guy in the audience?
Right. The person sitting behind the moderator, right?
Yeah. Or maybe it's just like having to look at all those fucking withered faces.
That was the only person under 60 in camera shot, right?
Did you see where Donald Trump's family was featured in like People magazine?
No.
Yeah. Where it's just like, we're a normal, happy family.
Oh, sure.
And I'm like, you're Satanist if anyone is. Like, come on, dude.
Him whipping out that Bible is the best. Some of the best theater I've seen in a long time, though. Him trying to pretend
like he likes the Bible.
Oh my god, it's hilarious. Did you see that?
It'd be a good movie. I didn't like it as a movie.
Which is your favorite book? Oh, both of them. I like the New Testament and the Old Testament.
Dude, you can't even like pull something out of your ass like, oh, but I like the Jesus parts better. Like, come on, bro.
Or yeah. Or,
like he doesn't actually know the difference between the two of them.
Whip out a psalm.
Just memorize one psalm. Don.
It doesn't take much.
Just do it.
I think they told him, though, because since then he's come up with a couple. I think he mentions one psalm. But then he quoted, God, we talked about this on a previous Crab Diving. Go to crabdiving.com, iTunes, or Stitcher. I think he quoted a Bible quote, and he was wrong. Like, not only did he quote, but it was wrong. Like, there's no such quote.
Shall we say, though, are all the fucking Bible quotes wrong after being translated a zillion times since, like, whatever, like, the year 100 or something? Like, none of that shit's right, for sure.
Right.
Don't you think?
Bad shit.
Yeah. Did you get to read the Bible a lot in Catholic school?
No.
My Catholic brother.
No, not really. Did you?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I got a great education in Catholic school. I avoided diddling, fortunately, even though we found out
one of the dudes
later that there was a massive serial diddler that was there
while
I was there.
You knew that guy?
Absolutely.
Did you get vibes from him? Did you get predatory vibes?
No, not really. But I wasn't involved. Like, I didn't want anything to do with... I had already signed off on shit earlier. And I was like, by fourth, fifth grade, I was like, nah, I don't want to do the altar boy thing. I don't want to be involved with any of this.
Were your parents super Catholic? No, did they make you do it? Why did you go to Catholic school?
Because we moved to an area where the school was still busing people.
Oh, really?
And they decided something, like something was weird. They were doing construction. I forget what the deal was, but when I went from kindergarten in public school, I was supposed to go to the same public school for first grade. But then they told my mom that I'd have to leave at like 5:30 in the morning and get on a bus and ride for 2 hours to go to some other school. And my mom's like, we moved here because it's 3 blocks away.
Oh my God.
And he can get up at 9 and run to school. So the Catholic school was in the neighborhood. So my parents just, that's kind of how I ended up at the Catholic school. It wasn't religion at all. My dad was lapsed at best.
Yeah.
And my mom was Eastern Orthodox.
Dude, you lucked out. That's dope. So you didn't have it from both ends?
No, not at all. Yeah.
Or any ends?
My grandmother, on my dad's side, born in County Kerry, Ireland.
Oh, fuck.
Hardcore. Yeah.
Oh, hardcore. Don't fuck with that shit around her, man.
Very hardcore. And then my mom's mom, very hardcore Serbian Orthodox.
Oh, my God.
So.
Well, that's grandparents. Right, you just got to act nice around them.
Exactly. And, you know, put up with all the religious holidays and all that bullshit. But those were usually fun because I had 30 cousins, so.
Oh, yeah, dude. I have a million cousins, too. Yeah. Catholic shit.
Well, that's the Serbian side. The Catholics were 0.0 cousins on that side.
But, oh, man.
Yeah.
I guess they did not abide by no BC, right?
My dad had one brother gay.
Hey.
So there you go.
Was he the younger brother?
Yes.
Did you know that that's kind of like science or something? Like,
oh, really?
Usually it's the younger brother because, like, the mom uses up all her male hormones or it's something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
And he had, what a hard time he had. I mean, a gay man in the 50s and 60s.
Oh, that's awful. That's so sad.
I can't even imagine. And that grandmother, in fact.
Oh, no.
The Irish grandmother, when he passed, he had a partner of 30-something years. Partner.
Yeah. Like
of 30-something years. And she refused to allow him to come to the ceremony. And she refused to bury him out of the church he wanted. He had kind of a gay-friendly Catholic church. That's another thing. There's pockets of Catholicism out there. There's liberal churches that they don't talk about a lot. But his neighborhood in Chicago was kind of a gay neighborhood. And they have a big Catholic church there. A big gay contingent, he wanted to be buried out of that church. She refused. She had power.
That's fucking crazy. When he died. She could bar his partner from coming to his funeral.
Yep.
He should have fucking went anyway and thrown. I don't know. Maybe not.
That might have thrown. You know, that might have started me on my liberalism in that time.
Because
I was like, this ain't right.
Dude.
I don't care. You know, I grew up. It was Uncle Ralph and Aunt Ken.
Yeah,
kind
dude.
Of, you know, it was just part of the family. That's why with the whole gay thing, it's been a non-issue to me my whole life.
You lucked out.
Weirdly, even though my dad was Archie Bunker when it came to people less than white.
Yeah.
The gay thing, it's his brother. That's just the way it was.
That's really cool.
So, yeah. So it was really, that's why this whole thing is even odder to me because I grew up in a sort of religious area, and it was a non-issue.
It's so easy.
Right.
It's so easy to not be an issue.
So weird. So very bizarre.
Yeah.
Ryan Pfeiffer back in the studio. Are you still?
It's not going well.
Oh, it's not going well. Trying to.
She's like straight up holding it. She's doing this translation job. We need it in a couple of hours, and she's like, I'm not doing any more until I get $700 fucking dollars.
Oh, wow.
And I don't pay people. I don't have any.
Right. So you got to contact.
She's like, just pay me PayPal in my email. I mean,
right.
I don't even know if I'm getting scammed. This sucks.
Oh, I don't know. That's terrible.
Don't know what the fuck to do.
I don't know either.
My project is blowing up.
Have you gotten some of it though? to see that she's translated some? I mean, she's giving you products. Yeah. You know, you're not getting 100%
scammed. It's in Japanese. I don't know if it's bullshit or not.
That's true. You wouldn't know.
Did you get this from a reputable...
Yeah.
Does she have good reviews?
Yeah, she was given to us by some trusted... Oh, then
but she's not scamming you, probably, no, but she's that doesn't make her less snatchy asshole. About it. Yeah.
My fucking phone's dying.
And Ryan's fucking phone is dying. Thanks for joining us here on Crab Diving Tuesday, everybody. We are here from 12... I still do the 12 p.m. thing. We did that for a long time. 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the East Type Coast. We are here every weekday for your ear hole streaming live. You can download us as a podcast. After that, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. All the great stuff here on the Crab Diving Network. The big crab diving family.
Yeah.
Is available at iTunes, at Stitcher, and at crabdiving.com.
We support gay rights.
All rights.
All rights. No, just gay rights.
Just gay rights. Nobody else
no
has
one
rights.
Else can have rights.
It really is what Rick Wiles is worried about.
America's that was new my transvestite favorite. Army. The United Gay States of America. Is your gay god going to come and save you?
Rick Wiles.
Gay
one of
god.
Our favorites. I've got a story here. Did you hear about there's a woman who's suing her 12-year-old nephew.
Over a hug that broke her wrist?
Because he hugged her too hard.
Well, how hard did he fucking hug her? Jesus.
She's a human resources manager in Manhattan suing her 12-year-old nephew because he jumped into her arms to welcome her to his 8th birthday party.
Yeah, she's being a cunt about this shit.
She fell, broke her wrist. She said he acted unreasonably.
Wait.
She's looking for $127,000 in damages from the kid.
What?
Whose mother died last year.
Oh my God.
Could this woman be more cartoonishly evil?
Because she's from Manhattan, dude.
She said that she says she loves her nephew.
But she's going to royally fuck him like shit.
She said, I remember him shouting, Auntie Jen, I love you. Then he was flying at me, she testified.
Oh, my God, dude.
She says her life has been very difficult since the injury because of how crowded it is in Manhattan.
She should get burned at the stake.
She's
President Maggie decreed.
Here's where you're really going to love her. This is a testimony. I was at a party recently, and it was difficult to hold my hors d'oeuvre plate.
No fucking way. She didn't fucking say that.
She reportedly said, I was at a party recently... And it was difficult to hold my hors d'oeuvre plate.
Oh, my God. She has given up her right to live. That's what I'm going to go with on here.
Jennifer Connell, let's name her and shame this hag.
People like this should be exiled. They should have to live in that weird part of Canada that, like, no one is in.
She sent them off to Alberta.
Or, like, Nevada right? or some yeah. shit. And you just have to live there.
Exile them.
Exile her from Manhattan so she can, like, not have to worry about those hors d'oeuvres.
The news reports that...
Can you sue a child?
The child sitting there with his father in court appears confused frequently about what's going on.
Aw, he's just a little boy.
What a hag, huh?
So this is her nephew.
Yes.
So that guy
So she's
is
suing
her...
the dad and the estate of... I wonder if she's... If the mother that died is the sister... You know what I mean?
Yeah. Thanksgiving is not going to be fun this
it doesn't
year.
Say here
I'll tell
in
you
the,
that much.
It doesn't say here in the story whether she's the sister of the dad or the sister
There's
of
any
the dead wife.
Reasoning behind her like flaming bitchery, you know? Talk about her childhood a little bit.
Oh, you
What's
think
going on, girl? What's
what happened
going on?
To you? Yeah, that made you so nasty and damaged.
Well, people are going to like, they have to shun her forever, right?
I would think now. That's one of the good things about the internet, right?
Yeah.
Is
I'm down. I'm this... down for the public shame.
Right. That judge recently, did you hear about that judge that...
Vaguely.
Threw a woman in jail, a domestic violence victim, because she failed to show up for the first court case against her accuser... Because she was having anxiety about the whole deal.
Go fuck yourself.
She
dude.
Showed up and the judge, she said, I'm sorry I was having anxiety. And the judge said, if you think you're having anxiety now, just wait.
What the
and right then and there hauled her off to jail, sentenced her to jail. That moment, the woman was crying desperately. You can see the, I think we put it on our Facebook. The woman's crying. She's like, I have a one-year-old kid. What? Who's going to take care of my kid?
And he was just like, I don't give a fuck, bitch.
Woman.
It was a lady
judge?
It was
a woman judge.
Dude, when ladies turn on ladies, that shit is fucking wrong.
When ladies turn on ladies.
That's like a special brand of evil.
But that judge is now...
She's toast.
Raked over the coals. I mean, I even...
She helped people fucking throw bricks at her house.
She even made TV, I think. I think she even made like MSNBC.
Oh my god! She was publicized so much. Did they try to find her?
She's all over the internet. You can go to her website.
Ooh!
And she's elected, so you can't fire her.
Can you just, you know, put her?
They can recall. I think there are people who are trying to get a recall election together.
Absolutely.
To try to yank that.
Let's send some care packages to that poor woman.
Right?
Should I pay her? I'm so sorry. Should I pay this chick?
I think.
Just figured out I can. I know how to do it.
Did you talk to Rochelle? Did you talk to...
No, I can't get anybody on.
Mrs. Smith?
I talked to someone else involved that's a decision maker, and they said I should go ahead and do it.
Well, then, there you go.
Yeah, do it,
absolved.
Man.
I would pay her.
Being an assistant is very stressful.
Sucks.
Yeah, dude.
It's like middle management. All the responsibility and none of this authority.
I worked at a showroom where I was kind of the assistant for fashion. Holy shit, Pat. That shit was fucking crazy.
Fashion.
It's awful.
Tough, yeah.
Don't do it. Those women are mean.
When
women turn on women.
We know.
Oh, man. I could sue their fucking butts off if I had, like, recorded shit. The boss would come
in.
Oh,
really?
Oh, yeah. And she would talk about how she was hemorrhaging from her period. You can't say that shit.
Why
in
not?
The office. You can't say, I'm hemorrhaging. You can't talk about your menstruation in front of your subordinates.
What's wrong with that?
That's gross.
It's a very natural process.
No, it's disgusting.
I would think you'd be all over that.
Not, I'm hemorrhaging. Like, I don't want to know about people's medical shit. What if she came in and she's like, my wound is oozing? Like,
well, it's equally as, but I mean, it's not, I don't think it's a,
I think that that's against the law.
You think it's a not appropriate for the workplace?
Absolutely. Well, plus she was fucking crazy for other reasons. Like, oh my god, these bitches.
You bought that a fashion? Do you think it's
a what?
Like the fashion industry?
Oh yeah, no, it's off. They're like, we can treat you like dirt, you know.
And people are so desperate.
Yeah, except like I wasn't. I was like, dude,
capitalism.
I'm doing...
There's capitalism again for you.
Oh my god. Capitalism.
So desperate that people are willing to work for nothing to try to get a possible future.
Yeah, dude. Or like, I saw this one meme that was like, you're worth more than your productivity. Like anti-capitalism.
Right.
Yeah, because I had a data entry job where you had to account for your time down to like the half minute in terms of actually calculating your productivity rate for the day.
Oh my God.
I know. It was crazy.
Half minute.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I mean, it was so easy. Like, I could watch TV while I did it, but still.
Seminole County Judge Jerry Collins, by the way, is the, she who deserves our shame.
So when I write the names in blood tonight that I'm right. going to burn, I will write down her name.
When you, when you burn your sage and do all that other stuff.
Yep.
And sacrifice a chicken. Don't sacrifice. Don't do anything.
No, sacrifices. I think that's so bad. You can't kill animals.
Do you want to hear? This is really hard to hear. Do you want to hear a little bit?
Yeah, dude.
This is from the judge.
Is this the lady crying too?
Seminole County Judge Jerry Collins. Okay, it's not working right here. Let me.
This is some bitch power tripping.
She's pissed. Her view is. She says, you know, there was a whole jury here. She was upset that they lost all that money.
Wait, who's upset?
The judge.
What?
Was upset. The judge is jailing this woman because she didn't show up for her domestic violence
trial. And they say,
trial. And here it is.
Because of post-traumatic stress disorder upon seeing her abuser. Are you uneducated, you fucking bitch? Like...
But Judge Collins is only worried because she wasted their time.
How about I waste your time, lady?
my anxiety, and I'm just...
You think you're going to have anxiety now?
No.
You haven't even seen anxiety. We had a jury, six people there, ready to try Mr. who has a prior criminal history of domestic violence. Mm-hmm. You were required to be here by a court order.
So...
If I could not, find this woman, I would set her on fire.
What a heinous person. So not only, I mean, she's saying this guy has a history of it.
Exactly, bitch. You know, like that's right. Why she, this girl is freaked out.
She's like, how dare you not show up to put this man away?
People pull that shit all the fucking time, especially with like rape victims and shit.
Do people, God, I don't know. Are you, empathy? Empathy?
Is no, it, they're it, like, no.
Is it just? Is do people lose it? Is it that this judge is so? I mean, is this judge really the evil dripping hell cunt that I think she is in her regular life? Does she?
She must be.
Does she have people that love her?
And no, that
she's
really.
Like she's like Aunt Judy too, or Jerry, you know, and stuff like that. Does she go home and is a normal wonder like? Are you there know, times where she's like question. A normal person, or is she always just a heinous, horrible person like this?
Dude, did you see, you know, that judge in Pennsylvania who was jailing the kids for cash?
Yes, yes. For profit.
Yeah. Right. And if you watch the documentary, they spend a lot of time with him. And, you know, he does kind of play it like I'm a nice guy, like, you know, this is ruining my life and like blah, blah, blah. But
all I did was sell juveniles and basically I know. Into slavery. Right.
And like ruined their lives. And right. Like some of them ended up killing themselves and shit.
This woman gets thrown in jail, dragged off and crying and thrown in jail by this evil, evil, evil person.
It's a miracle that woman didn't hang herself in her jail cell. Right. Seriously.
And this person probably wouldn't care.
No.
Not my fault. She was crazy.
No, she should. I hope she.
You disobeyed a court order knowing that this was not going to turn out well for the state. Knowing, is it true what you told the police? Is it true? Those statements you told to the police on the day of this.
So now she's even questioning whether the domestic abuse happened in the first place.
Yeah, dude, this woman is definitely scamming you the way that she's like breaking down into tears. This is all an elaborate, you know, like what the fuck? Like who would ever do right. that?
And
who would ever spend
about?
The time?
She's like, did you know this was going to go badly for the state?
Oh my God. Were you thinking about the state when you tried to put this man away because he's hurting you?
Right.
You know, were you thinking about the state
when you were having an episode in the fetal position in the corner at home, reliving when he beat the shit out of you?
Oh my God.
How dare you not think of the state first?
It's like that kind of shit. Like, I don't want to say shit like this, but sometimes I'm like, I want you to walk in this woman's shoes and see. But that's
oh,
like,
let somebody
you know?
Beat the shit out of the judge, you're yeah. saying, and see how she abides by it. I mean, well, of course you don't. We would not abide by that. But you think it?
Yeah, I definitely think it. Especially people. This is why people want to know why fucking women or men don't come forward with like rape accusations and
right.
shit. It's because they're going to like put you through the meat grinder and you are already at the lowest point that you've ever going to be at. And they expect you to do this shit. And it's like, no. And then, oh, mad statute of limitations. The only time someone is fucking ready to, like, report their rape is when that those statutations, it's over.
Statute of limitations, right, right, right. So they're trying to, it's unclear whether this judge, Jerry Collins,
the devil
will face any repercussions for this. Some commission, the Judicial Qualification Commission, handles complaints, but there haven't been any formal charges yet. I guess it would take this poor woman to
oh my
step
God
up. Again.
She has enough to right. worry about.
Now again, she's been victimized, and now again, she's being dragged out and has to face her accusers.
Dude, this is. why everything is fucked up.
This is one of the reasons, one of the many reasons.
Yeah, maybe when you're in a position of power, there should be like a different kind of test where it's like testing your, are you a soulless bitch?
Right. Right. Or maybe, do you think the job made this woman that way, maybe? Or.
No, being a judge sounds fucking cushy to me.
I guess.
Maybe being a lawyer for so long, you just become evil.
Maybe, or maybe in this court that she's in, she's just seen so much of the worst of humanity that she's dehumanized.
No, the worst of humanity is the fucking dude who beat this chick.
Well, right. But I mean, she sees so much of that that the rest of humanity is gone from her. That she can't empathize with this poor crying woman.
She's off, man. She's off kilter. She needs some Wicca magic in her life.
God, they're actually saying that that court in Florida, the 18th Judicial Circuit, has been cited the most on official misconduct.
Is it all this bitch?
It just says that that court.
So it's like, come here, women who have been gotten the shit beat out of you, and we will just like make it so much worse.
Right. And that's it. What message is that going to tell other women who are going to see this video?
Oh, they're not going to, you know. Right. And then they're going to get murdered by their husbands.
Exactly.
They'll just die.
And then why didn't she leave?
I know. Oh, that shit makes me crazy. Right. Where it's just like, why didn't she just get out of there?
Ben Carson, why didn't she shoot him back? Why didn't she fight back, probably?
Oh, what? Did he say that shit?
He said that about the shooting in Oregon.
He said basically that he
doesn't understand, you know, if this guy was having everybody kneel and was executing them one by one.
He would have rushed.
He would have yelled at everybody.
No.
Let's all rush him now because he's not going to get all of us.
Dude, if you have never been in a traumatic incident, you can't predict what your body will do.
And he had guns.
Yeah. Like, seriously, like, as human beings, we have, like, stay safe, hardwired in us. So unless, you know, you're fucking military trained or something.
Right.
If I move, I'll die, you're not going to fucking move.
And the one guy who was military trained.
Didn't shoot his gun,
got
right?
Got 7 bullets. No, that guy that, like, pushed him through the door or whatever, the one guy that took 7 shots, he didn't have a gun. But the guy that did have a gun didn't go to that building because he said he didn't think it was a smart thing to do.
Yeah, I read that where he was like,
Yes.
He said, you know, I'll get shot by the cops.
Right.
Fuck this.
Right. And then Ben Carson said a couple days later, he bought into this lie that Hitler disarmed the Jews.
What?
And that had Hitler not disarmed the Jews, maybe the Holocaust wouldn't have happened.
No.
Oh, right.
We can't say that.
You can't say that.
That's like being a Holocaust denier.
And he's standing by it. They confronted him yesterday about it. And he's sticking by it. And a couple of the other ones are jumping with him. A couple of the other Republicans are like, well, you know, if there would have been more guns, it would have been.
That's insane.
It's quite insane. Ryan Pfeiffer joining the show again.
Oh, God.
Are you back?
Are you okay,
please,
Ryan?
Please, please. If anyone's listening, go to Crab Diving. Access our portal.
Oh, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy everything and anything you buy.
We both want to. Don't you want to quit your day job? Yeah, fuck yeah.
I don't hate it. It's a great day job.
I don't hate my
hours
either.
are odd, but, you know, it's a great day job.
Guys.
And I work from home.
It's cool. I'm going to become a tattoo artist, and then I'm going to win Ink Master, and then I'm going to use my fame to uplift the Crab Diving Network.
Oh, there we go. We'll have a benefactress.
Yeah.
Crab Diving brought to you by Pretty Misandry Tattoos.
Yep. Ooh, that's good. That sounds pretty good, yo.
Fuck.
Maybe you can give me my first tattoo?
Yeah!
I have yet to find. I'm not anti-tattoo. I've just yet to find anything that I really feel strongly enough about.
You gotta be
that
picky.
I would put on my body for eternity.
I think a small crab, perhaps.
I don't know. If
holding a joint.
Yeah, great.
What would you get?
I'm 85, and I've got a crab on my thigh, smoking a doobie.
You're a badass. Who would you get? Would you get like Rachel Maddow or some shit?
No. I wouldn't do anything like that. I'd probably just get some. stupid Celtic symbol or some ridiculous thing like that.
Oh, yeah, you got to go with the Irish. Yeah.
Got to represent my peeps.
Oh, my God, dude. You want to hear some crazy shit? When my sister has a troubled past, and she was dating this guy from rehab, and he was ready to go into jail, into prison for a hit and run. And before he was going, he got the shit tatted out of him.
Oh, like, awesome.
He got so many tattoos.
Holy crap. That's expensive shit, though, isn't it?
But it was because that he could, like, be in with, like, the fucking white dudes there, you know?
Oh, he wanted to blend in with the
supremacists.
With the white supremacists so he didn't get killed.
Exactly.
Or passed around like a joint.
I mean, he was a big guy. I don't think that was going to happen, but he totally got like a huge Irish cross and like that kind of shit. So I just thought
you get a swastika that when you get out, you can just have it made into something else.
Oh my God. Imagine if you were doing like a cover up on a swastika.
Pretty easy though, don't you think? It's just a square kind of thing.
There's a lot of black though. Yeah. But yeah, I think you could figure it. But it like just feel weird being like, oh.
Right, right.
Do you ever see people with swastika tattoos? That's fucking scary.
Oh, sure. We do stories about them here on crabdiving.com all the time.
I saw a dude in downtown and I saw a swastika tattoo on him and I was like, distance!
Yeah,
like,
that's hardcore.
You're crazy.
That's pretty hardcore. Well, guess what? It's that time. We're done here. Crab Diving Tuesday. We would like to thank the very funny host of Pretty Misandry. He's looking at the empty chair. Ryan's empty chair.
Yeah.
Very funny host of Pretty Misandry. Maggie Strong at Pretty Misandry at Maggie J Strong on the Twitter. Go to those two places. She's all over Facebook. She's all over Instagram, Vine, all over the place. Thank you for sitting in today. It was a great time.
It was great.
Listen to brand new shows Thursday, 4 p.m. streaming. Otherwise, go to crabdiving.com to download previous episodes of Pretty Misandry if you want to load or anything here on the network. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Follow him on Twitter at RatedRComedy or his website, RatedRComedy.com. Follow me on Twitter at VileExperience.
And Instagram.
And on Instagram. And we'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening.
Listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.